Gamer's Confessional.
Hello and welcome to Gamer's Confessional episode 309. It's me, Vimesy, in the hot seat. Alongside me, my co-pilot, my goose, we have Clarky.
Hey, hey.
And my Iceman pet. I've seen what Iceman looks like these days. It's not a pretty sight, I tell you.
Well, he went off years ago, I think.
I don't know. He reminds me of like, do you remember when you see this? Like,
it looks like a shepherd's pie someone stood on.
Oh, my. That's harsh. It reminds me of like, you remember, what's his name? The guy who just, the muscles from Brussels, when you see him in those adverts for the bats or whatever it is, and you look at him and you just kind of go, mate, Van Damme, what's happened to you, mate?
It's all right, I think. He looks muscly.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't pick a fight with him. He'd still hammer me, but, you know, it's not what you might class as a looker at the moment, but there we go.
Looks like a bit of surgery abuse going on there as well.
Probably. Anyway, we're back. We're back with a vengeance. We didn't record last week because reasons, stuff was happening. What? Why didn't we record last week?
I couldn't make it because it
pets
was
for yes, then, meat.
But then in the end, I could make it, and you guys weren't available.
Yeah. Well, you pointed out that it was your sister's birthday, and it was also a personal friend of yours' birthday. And then I remembered it was my wife's birthday as well, so that went really well.
Amazing.
So yeah, that's why we didn't record last week. But we're back now, which is good because we can talk about all the exciting things that have happened over the last week or so. We actually have content, so that's good. I've actually got content.
Me too.
Yeah, but I've got content that's relevant, you know.
Yeah, me three.
Quick, Clarky, pull something out of the ether. Nintendo had a little mini direct. A little mini partner direct. It was quite a good one, I thought.
It was.
Persona 3, Portable 4 and 5. This seems
to be the way they're meant to be played.
Okay.
On an OLED screen on a current console.
In portable mode.
Hence PlayStation 3 Portable. Yeah. So those were kind of like the here's one more thing, which everybody knew was coming anyway. But more importantly, probably No Man's Sky coming to the Switch. That's far more important.
Stop, please.
Beating Starfield to the plate. No, I'm going to get that right. That was coming out. What else came out in the little mini direct, Clarky?
If No Man's Sky looks as good as it did in those trailers, I'll eat my hat.
Ooh, I'll say the same about Starfield running at 15 frames a second. What else was in the direct then, Clarky? Come on.
Portal 1 and 2, because I bought them right after the direct.
Because you've never played them before.
No, I've played the original. I've never played the sequel.
Oh, I thought you said you hadn't played any of them. I was like, what?
No, I played the original. I really enjoyed the original. I don't know why I never didn't drop on the second one.
Very different, though, the second one, though, right, Clarky? Yeah. More of a story and, you know, campaign.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They both run at 60 frames a second.
Amazing. Well, they are 20 years old. So
it doesn't matter, Vinder.
I'm just putting it out there.
Somebody managed to get Half-Life 2 running off it.
Yeah, I saw that within like an hour or something of it coming out. Managed to sort of hack back, you know, make it so Half-Life 2. I wonder if I'd still get motion sickness on it. Probably. I'm not getting motion sickness on anything at the moment.
Do you know that knocking something down to 30 frames per second can actually help with that?
Oh, well, I should buy everything on the Switch then, shouldn't I?
Well, there you go.
Ta-da. Brilliant. Lovely. What else is in the direct, Clarky?
Why asking me?
Because I've forgotten.
There's some info on Monster Hunter Sunbreak, which came out today.
What now?
What a game. What? Monster Hunter Sunbreak. It's like a massive expansion to Rise. Don't yawn. We all loved World.
Yeah, I did my usual thing where I played it for like 10 hours and then thought, hang on.
Yeah, at least me and Pat stayed the line with it for a bit longer.
Yeah, 15 hours.
I think it's a really good game, like a series or a franchise. Yeah, really good. I don't necessarily think these games need expansions though, Clark, only because like the base game's already so huge. It's just like, you know what I mean? I guess
it doesn't want more.
Yeah.
This is, I mean, this is being sold as an expansion, but it's literally, I think it's the size of the, it's the size of
it is an expansion. It's not like they've done anything to the engine or anything like that, or up, you know, the graphics. It's still the same. It's just more
new stuff, maps,
right? New maps, new weapons.
New weapons, new monsters. It's
new, set new in a story new campaign, basically, isn't it?
So it's set in a different location to the original.
Yeah. So, you know, that feels like a good.
There was that also that game that Pet really liked. Look, was it Blanc, the dog game?
Oh, the dog and the wolf.
Yeah.
The dog and the fawn.
Let's get it on.
Yeah, that looked good. And it was two players as well. One controls one, the other controls the other. I can't wait to play that with my girl.
Yes. You'll play what? It with your girl, won't you?
Oh, dear. X2's coming back again.
It's fine.
Or maybe with IMZ. Maybe I'll play with IMZ as well.
I'm so over it.
Maybe I'll play with IMZ. I don't know.
No, you won't. Anyway, you'll say you'll play with me and then you'll fuck off somewhere else. Someone with bigger tits. we also saw Nier Automata's coming out.
Hard to find.
Yeah.
Sorry, yes.
Yeah, Nier Automata's coming out. Which...
Oh, no. I mean, have you seen all the memes that have been coming out about this?
No.
It's like, hold on, how can you get this game running on Switch, yes, but you can't port Kingdom Hearts directly to it?
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about that, Clarky, because I was thinking... You know when you sent that picture of Kingdom Hearts, like not running on Switch, I looked at my PSP and I was like, it runs on PSP. We've literally got Birth by Sleep on it. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm still never going to get around their naming conventions. I'm really not. Sorry, Birth by
Sleep. Spin-off, not 1, 2, and 3, but a spin-off.
Yeah, I know, but even so, stupid Dream Drop Distance bollocks.
Return
to Monkey Island. Saw a good trailer for that.
Oh.
I don't like the art style. It's not, it don't. Might grow on me, but I just don't. I just don't, Clarky. I'm sorry. I don't like the art style.
I know, but have you seen the people going on about it online? It's like,
no, I don't. It's not gonna, I'll still play the game.
A lot of people have been really slaying it, but it's like it doesn't look bad. And
no,
every single Monkey Island game's had a different art style.
It has. It just, and it, like, that's why I say it might grow on me, but first, I just don't like it.
It does look a little bit like they rendered it like in a browser.
I wish they just Microsoft should have bought it and made it a Sea of Thieves expansion. And you know,
stop. No, I cannot wait for this. This is like my
And it's coming out this year, apparently.
It is.
I might play the first couple just for fun. Let's go back and revisit.
What can you play them on?
Xbox, because they brought out the they're both on Game Pass, aren't they?
Yeah, but Pet only play 1 and 2. Don't play any of the others because they're all shit.
But they did that thing where you could... They upgraded the graphics, but they had that switch where you could flip it back to the old...
Could switch it back and forth, yeah.
Oh, so yeah.
They go pixel, then upgraded. And yeah, everyone went, oh, yeah, that's a really good idea. And they never played it in pixel after 30 seconds because it was just pain on your eyeballs.
Yeah,
Unless you're Clarky, of course, who buys new games in pixel format. There we go.
That is cool, that option is there, though. Jim McClarkey, they did it in Another World, games like that as well.
It's like Dragon Quest XI came with a feature where you could flip it into kind of 2D top-down, old-style JRPG.
Yeah, or in like...
Anybody actually ever play it for more than 3 minutes in that mode? No, of course they didn't. So what a waste of fucking developer time when they could have done something like put more costumes for Jade in there. You know what I mean? So Mario and Rabbids. New Mario and Rabbids coming out. Bad trailer, but the game's I'm sure going to be great. I never played the first one, although I bought it.
You should do if you like XCOM. The fact you didn't play this,
yeah, I kind of bought it twice and then never actually got
the first one. Was good, I like the first one.
What's your thoughts on the new Sonic game, guys? Clarky's look of disgust.
I mean, Sonic, what was the good one that came out a couple of years ago?
One.
Mania.
Sonic 1.
Sonic Mania was good. That was a one-off. I think the Sonic games have been consistently shit for decades now.
Yeah, I mean, my personal thoughts, Wimes, is I didn't like the new direction. I know they're trying to revamp it and almost do like a Mario Odyssey kind of vibe, or a, you know, Breath of the Wild kind of like, whoa, this is really different.
Worldy, styly thing.
But like, the world just looked, and I know they're not calling it open world, they're calling it like
open something. Zone.
Yeah, open zones.
Open zone.
But like, the zones look so dead. Like, it looks like he's running through Death Stranding or
they
something.
They do, but I have you seen any of the extended gameplay of it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so the first gameplay I saw, I think it was on IGN First or something like that, and it was just like Sonic was just like running around really lifelessly and not particularly quickly. This kind of really looked like a PS2 kind of Jack and Daxter kind of world. You know what I mean? Like really flat polygon hills. And stuff.
What it reminds me of? Mm-hmm. Something that was created in like that Dreams game you can get on PS4. Well, no,
Dreams looks much better.
Dreams looks so much but that's bad. Such a nerdy thing to say, Brian, because you're like, he's not quick enough. Sonic isn't quick enough.
But it didn't look. The whole thing about Sonic is he's fast, right? And he just looked like he was having a little jog. But then some of the extended stuff they've shown, some of the extended games.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
They've got some, they kind of up the ante a little bit and shown you bits where he's going fast. They've got some, like, you know, like the Rings challenges. They've got something that shows you that. They've got to go into cyber world or something like that and things like
but
that.
But I thought all those different maps, like the interesting maps that look like Green Hill, I thought they were like time attack modes and stuff.
I don't know, but that's the thing. I haven't really seen how it all fits together. So I don't understand how you go from open world into whether it's just like, oh, we find a portal and we, like, you know, Mario jumps down a pipe and suddenly he's in a whatever. Maybe if Sonic jumps into a thing and suddenly he's in a little mini game.
But that's what I want to see. Like that, for me, that should have been the first thing. Like do like a really interesting world, like a really interesting Sonic world, you know, loop the loops. Weird rainforests, you know.
There was something in there because there was a very green. There was a Green Hill zone in the thing.
That was the time attack thing, though. Wasn't it?
I don't know. Pseudo sort of.
I don't remember much of it because as soon as it came on, my eyes sort of just glassed over.
I hope it's good, though. I really do hope it's good.
I've never played a Sonic game apart from like the first one for five.
The 2D ones. Yeah. The last 3D. I did play the last 3D one, which was, I think, called Sonic Boom. Was it? It was through MPS Plus, and I completed it, Clarky, but it wasn't great, mate.
Yeah.
It wasn't good.
Right up at the top of my daughter's wish list, Disney Dreamlight Valley.
Minecraft, but in Disney World.
No, it's more like Stardew Valley, wasn't it? Like The Sims or something.
I guess so, yeah. Farming and stuff?
I don't know, it reminded me of that game that came out. Was it a Kinect game or something where you could wander around the Disney Kingdom or something like that or whatever. But anyway, you get to wander around, go to various bits of Kingdom Hearts styly, so Pet would love it. You know, get to walk up to like the Moana world and the Little Mermaid world or whatever it is. And
but do what though? That's my thing.
Well, right? Help them out with their little daily quests or something. I don't know. But I don't know. But my daughter was immediately interested, so that's good.
Do what Disney always do, fleece parents of money.
I think Disney have done all right recently.
Kingdom Hearts 3 was amazing.
There you go, Kingdom Hearts 3, that's what I was talking about.
Recent Star Wars trilogy. Star Wars games. That wasn't amazing.
Don't even start with me. One that you two will be interested in, Live Alive.
Yes, demo came out. Have you tried it yet, Clark?
I think someone might have pre-ordered it for my birthday.
Oh, so you don't want
birthday coming up.
Yeah, well, Sunday.
Ah, of course. That,
yeah. Pity about the rail strike, huh? Might affect delivery times and stuff.
Funny.
Yeah. Live Alive. So this is a, let me think, pixely JRPG.
2.5D.
2.5. It looks really beautiful. It looks like Octagon Travelery stuff, that sort of style, but even prettier, I think, in many, many ways. I did watch some of the Treehouse on this. Did you guys watch the Treehouse stuff on this?
No.
Do you know anything about this game at all?
Yes.
Go.
It's an old game remastered. But it was only released in Japan. So same story. They've basically taken the same game and put that 2D spin on it, and they're releasing it out in the wild, and it looks amazing. But in Japan, when it was released, it actually got really good reviews. So this is a good, it is a JRPG, so it is all turn-based. It looks great. I haven't played the demo, but apparently the demo is the first one. Free.
You get, it's a bit like Octopath in the fact that you get different characters to play as. So you've got like a Wild West world. You've got another guy who's like in the present or just in the near future where he can like read minds and stuff like that. And you, the very distant future. So you have different kind of, and I'm not sure quite how it all ties together, but it feels a little bit more kind of difficult to play. Choose the chapter that you want to go and play and stuff like that. And it looks like it's got a really good sense of humor. It's pretty much totally not for me because, you know, pixely JRP. Actually, if the demo's out, I'll probably put 20 hours into that.
Yeah, like you did with Bravely Default.
Like I did with Bravely Default, yeah. So I'll probably have a go on the demo, actually. That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, and if you play the demo, you can, if you buy the real version, you can transfer the...
Yeah, your progress carries over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So definitely give that a shot. But it does look like... I saw that and I thought of you too.
So, yeah, definitely.
There you go.
Clarky said a long time ago, like, why don't they just take classic 2D JRPGs and turn them 2.5? Like, they would make so much money, like the Final Fantasies and stuff like that. I know they did a few scenes on the 6th one in the remaster, Clarky, but I remember you saying that.
Very good as well.
Yeah, but like, why didn't they just... Is it like simple, like press a button and it... Not press a button, but, you know, how much effort goes into that stuff? I don't know, but they should do it for more games. It looks fantastic.
I mean, I imagine if Nintendo thought they could make money out of it, they're on it.
Yeah.
By the vibes, you always assume every game out on a Nintendo console is made by Nintendo.
Well, yeah, you know. It's a partner direct, right? So none of them are technically made by Nintendo.
Yeah, but there you go.
Sucking Nintendo's
facts, finding facts.
Facts, that's right. Speaking of facts, Dragon Quest Treasures, what the f was that?
Oh, God, that didn't
I
look good.
I got all excited. I heard the music. I was like, oh, and then I was, what the hell is this? Is this a mobile game? What's going on with this? Didn't like it.
You've got like phones, it, don't you?
No, it's the card anymore because my Diablo Immortals basically filled up my entire memory. No, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't been
playing. No, I haven't. I did install it and then uninstalled it without even actually playing it. So that was a waste of fucking bandwidth. Port, we already talked about. Another one which I'm looking forward to is Harvestella, which is basically Square Enix's version of, Harvest Moon and Stardew Valley. So it's basically Stardew Valley in miniskirts. So yeah, my daughter will like that. But I thought it was pretty good direct. I thought it was nice. You know, they covered a lot of ground. They had a lot of games in there that people, you know, all sorts of people will like. It was, for a mini direct, it went on for about 40 minutes, which is pretty long for them. So I thought it was pretty good. So, yeah, and all coming out relatively soon. Any final thoughts on that at all? No? Okay. I'll go back down to a little
bit. I don't want to be negative. Like, so I won't say anything.
Persona,
go on, Pep, be negative because Clarky's being positive at the moment, so I need the balance.
Okay. I don't think it was that great for me because it's that usual Switch thing, which is like, it's fantastic for everyone else who hasn't bought these games before. It's like, great, this is coming to Switch. Great, this is coming to Switch. Great, this is coming to Switch. But if you've already bought this stuff, the Nias, the Personas, the Portals, then like, what is the... for someone new.
You're buying The Last of Us Part 1 when it comes out, Pe?
No, I'm not. But that's the thing, like, some people are excited about it, but I look at it like, well, what's left for me as a gamer?
There wasn't that much in there that was just a remake. I mean, obviously, you've got your Portals that were a remake. Even, I guess, Live Alive, although I think enough time has passed on that one to give that one.
Oh, that's, yeah. And that never came out.
But there wasn't...
No, I only ever came out.
There weren't that many. I mean, you've got a Mario & Rabbids, you know, so Nier, Portal.
You never really gave Persona 5 a time of day, mate.
Persona games,
yeah. You know what? Persona 5, I would actually rebuy, Clarky, because I didn't give it that much time, and the one that's coming out, it will be Royal, and it will be... Which is different, and you can play it in portable mode.
I do find it quite ironic that we've also got Persona 5 Strikers, which is a sequel to just vanilla Persona 5.
Yeah, but my point was, like, I'm not being too negative. It's just that, like, if you've already bought the games on other platforms, already played them, then you rely on, like, you rely on the other titles which have never come out before, and whether you like them or not. So then it comes down to like, well, do you are you a Monster Hunter guy? Are you a
I get that, but I don't think there were that many remakes. Do you know what I mean? I don't think there were that, you had, okay, so the Monster Hunter thing, it's not a remake, it's a whole new expansion level thing. You've got new Mario and Rabbids, you've got new Monkey Island, you've got all that sort of stuff. There weren't that many.
Yeah, true. I guess the big hitters for me, as we called them, though, were those
No
ones.
Man's like Sky,
like the No Man's Skies. No, not the No Man's Skies. The bit like the Persona. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
I get. I mean, it was like I thought they put.
There
together
was something there for everyone. I guess.
Yeah, exactly. They did that thing where they managed to cut. It wasn't like, I mean, if you watch the what was it, the Jeff Keighley thing, Key 3 or whatever they're bloody calling it. That's basically your survival horror show. If you wanted anything, you were screwed. But if you liked survival horror, it was all there for you.
I just can't wait to see in Persona 5 the person playing the Vita on the train beat that on the Switch. Oh. I hope they didn't play it.
They'll probably change it. But I thought it was all right. Any final thoughts on the whole sort of E3 season or whatever?
Yes,
I think it's been a strong year for. I think on the whole, it's been a strong year for Nintendo.
Why do you say
you've got? I don't know. They've just been releasing games, whereas Xbox have kind of promising them and none have come out yet. PlayStation's had about one decent game this year.
No,
Horizon.
No, I knew you'd say that.
Said Horizon.
I've played two, which I feel are great myself. Deathloop, Deathloop
was last year. Ghost of Tsushima was the year before.
Yeah.
Oh, was it? Oh, I played.
As in 2022, the only one I could think of is Horizon.
Yeah.
As an exclusive.
So, so in June,
we've
had one PlayStation.
Yeah, I'm not getting into the whole slating Microsoft and Sony thing because that's bullshit. But what's Nintendo? I mean, I haven't bought much, but then again, that's me all over. I don't buy that many Nintendo games anyway. But what's Nintendo brought out that's been like this in the last 6 months?
We've had Mario.
Kirby.
We've had Kirby.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Man. Yeah, but that's like me going, well, we have Ghostwire Tokyo. Yes. Like, say something that actually is like
that's huge. True. You've had Ghostwire Tokyo.
Like, yeah. Gran Turismo.
Kirby is huge. Gran Turismo.
Oh no, come on, Clark. Yeah. You can't dismiss.
You can't put Kirby and then go, what,
Gran Turismo? We've got Kirby.
Let's
look at those numbers, but shall we?
Yeah, like if you're saying Kirby, then I'll say Gran Turismo. Like I wasn't seafood.
In a game of top trumps, Clark, yeah, I fear you may
yeah, come on. I didn't even say those titles, but if you're going, we had a big year because we had Kirby, well, fine. We've got Gran Turismo, Ghostwire Tokyo, Sifu.
Kirby's basically roadkill in that scenario.
Fucking Kenna. Like, come on.
Oh, priceless.
What's that?
Yeah, we noticed, don't worry. It's fine. You'll have to listen back to it.
Yeah, the boy.
Pet, you had something to say about the whole summer of E3 type. It's not E3, but this is the bit that we were really, normally we get really pumped for, really excited for, step for the
conference. E3, this wasn't even an E1.
Yes, exactly, man. Like, it's just so dead that it's all online now. It's so dead. It's like Nintendo's thing was, you said it felt like 45 minutes. It was 25 minutes. It was good 25 minutes. Don't get me wrong. It was 25 minutes. PlayStation came out and showed like, I think it was literally 10 or 11. Yeah,
do we think Nintendo are done?
They came out and showed some filthy stray cats.
Do we think Nintendo, because all Nintendo have done, they've done a Xenoblade Direct. They've done a partner Direct. Do we think there's...
Yeah, I think
they'll save that for autumn, do you reckon? They'll reckon that like, they're late summer.
I think so. I think PlayStation will do the same thing. They came out and had the, whatever it was, 25 minute as well, State of Play. They showed 11 games.
I can't remember what was in that.
Well, they showed good titles. They
that
showed
feels
like
so long ago.
Yeah, what was the first one? They showed the Street Fighter. They showed the Resident Evils. They showed the 4, the VRs.
Yeah.
But like it was just dead. Like, thank goodness Xbox did like a proper, whatever it was, like an hour or something. Like,
I don't know. I think it's more to do with the fact that it's a bit like, well, the way everything's moved to online, like even from like magazines to kind of you know, just going onto a website. You don't wait for news anymore. You're getting it drip fed so constantly.
Leaking, isn't it? All like, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, every day you're getting, oh, this is coming. And it's like, yeah, okay. So there's no big sort of like boom reveal. You know, back in the day, Pet, you probably won't remember. We had these things called magazines. They're like paper put together, in like some of them glossy, and you got them like once a month, and that was your
had words so in them.
You didn't have any other gaming news.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I know, right? You didn't have any other gaming news since the last issue a month ago. So you'd 4 weeks worth of information.
That was your Pornhub back in the day.
No,
it was.
What?
Yes. But how did you wipe the screen down? Well, let me tell you, son.
But the pictures didn't move. What, was there videos?
You just had to like flick through the pages really quickly, like one of those books.
Instead of logging onto a computer, you'd sit on a toilet and reach underneath it.
Yeah. You know, you had to use your brain really hard.
You know when they say you all got phones, don't you? Not at $1.99 per minute, you don't. It's almost Diablo Immortal levels of scandal there. Anyway, so E3. Let's go back to that. I don't think it was bad. I think there was lots of content there. Personally, I'm buying my own portable gym, making myself like some energy drink and going out there looking hardcore like The Rock every day.
Oh, please don't.
Oh, yeah. But I think there was
and what really, the hell was all that about?
There were really good games there. We had lots of games shown. We had lots of, you know, but the energy is just missing.
The energy's missing.
The energy's because they're not doing conferences. They don't have to have the audience react.
And
live,
you know what?
So they don't pump it up.
Yeah. And I honestly think the one like E3 show that had the people come out on stage, like the summer festival, that was the worst fucking one.
That's just because of Troy Baker's trousers, though, wasn't it? Really? I mean, we've got to talk about them again. That was ridiculous.
Troy
Baker's trousers. Well, he can't even afford socks, the poor man. Give him a job, somebody, please. You don't see Nolan North walking around with no socks on, I tell you that. Not even on his H scene.
Plugging NFTs.
maybe because like there's like so silent, there's no crowd. Maybe they should do like just the thing where like they play like fake like a noise like
do that thing that Sony did when they had what was his name? Oh, fucking hell. The guy who created the PlayStation 3 or whatever it was. And he did that PowerPoint presentation with the fake crowd silhouettes in the front. Do you remember that? You came out, you just him on stage with a podium, sort of giving a PowerPoint presentation about how the PS4 was made or PS3 was made. I can't remember which one. And then you had those like that PowerPoint silhouette of an audience in front of the screen, the bottom of the screen, to make it look like he was doing it in front of a real people. So funny. Anyway, moving on. So I think there's lots to look forward to. Just I can't honestly put my finger on what, because Game Pass, I don't even have to think about release dates and what to look forward to, because they'll just email me and say this is out. I go, oh, cool, great, lovely, thanks very much. But it does feel a bit, I miss that kind of fist of, you know, Microsoft are going first, then Sony are coming.
I know it was like in hindsight, it was such a fake moment, but like there's so much pain behind it. But remember that moment when Keanu Reeves walked out on stage to announce my Cyberpunk? Christ. Like, what?
Did you insane. Not get that? Did you not get that when The Rock turned up though?
when The Rock did a webcam in his own gym, it wasn't the same experience. No,
it's like, what are you here to promote, Rock? I've got everything. I've got my new film.
Look at how successful I am.
Yeah. Yeah, he, that's his gym. Everywhere he goes, that gets packed up and shipped with him. So he's always got that gym with him wherever he goes. Yeah. So if he's on set or whatever, he just takes it.
And it's just weird that we haven't seen the new FIFA. Like, where's that again?
It's on Game Pass, mate. Next week, I think.
No, but I mean, like, someone announce it or show, like, oh, you know, this big title. Yeah.
Well, you want to go back to those days of getting, like, Pele up on stage.
That's what's in a wheelchair, like, this game of Thrones.
Wheeling Pele, I mean, an iron lung.
They should get Michael Schumacher up for the Formula One game as well.
Oh, no. Too far.
That's too soon.
It certainly won't be Bernie Eccleston, will it?
Probably not anymore. Okay.
Commie bastard.
So let's go for what we've been playing. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, Pet.
I've been playing two games.
Any of them made in the last 3 years?
Both. One's a brand new title.
Is it a remake? Is it Last of Us Part One?
No.
Go on, go on. Hit me with this.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, fuck.
It came out last week. It came out last week. It's new. It's not a remake.
Can't have come out last week because Clarky hasn't slated it yet.
I like this. It came out last week. Not on the day that it was supposed to come out on Switch. If you pre-ordered
it, did it come out for us?
Not on the day it was supposed to come out on.
Not on Switch.
Yeah, on Switch too.
I pre-ordered it and I was like, why can't I download it? What time did it actually go live, Clarky? Instead of midnight, it went live at what time?
11:59.
11:59, the next day.
No,
the
same day.
No.
So technically it came out on the day.
It went live at about tea time on its release.
6 o'clock or something.
Okay. I've completed it. It's
2 hours of your life you're not getting back.
Yeah. Well, it's like that type of game where you got to then play it and play it and play it. And to whatever character you play with, then they level up as well. So how much of this guys have you played?
Complete it, mate.
Yeah, so you played up to the first boss because you said you beat the pig.
Yep.
What about you, Clark?
I've played about five levels.
Five levels, okay.
Spanked that pig right
away. I just want to, not that I'm going to do spoilers, but just so I know, like, I'm not stating the obvious.
Can you spoil, I don't know, can you? But please, if you can, please do, because Clarky's owed a few spoils.
The ending boss is Shredder. No, spoilers.
You're joking, man.
Wow.
Well, guys, honestly, I think it's the top three. I love side-scrolling brawlers, by the way, beat-em-up side-scrolling ones. I think it's my top three of all time. I said it. My top three of all time, I think this is first. Oh,
above Cadillacs and Dinosaurs?
No, Cadillacs and Dinosaurs first. I said top three. Okay. Yeah, Cadillacs and Dinosaurs. Why are they not remaking that game? Why is it in
I could give you a list of why they're not remaking that game.
It is amazing. And Wives experienced it firsthand.
I really did.
It was fantastic. But this isn't as good as that, unfortunately, Wimsy. But it's close. It's fantastic. Yeah. It's really good. I played as the one with the long knives. The swords. You know the swords?
It's Clarky and I looking quite pained right now.
I don't know which one, what his name is. Not the rat. Not the lady.
Even I know the names. Even I know the fucking names.
No, I played with that. What's his name?
The swordy bloke.
Yeah, he's got two swords. What's his name?
Leonardo.
What's his name?
Leonardo.
Yeah. You got April. Who's the buxom?
Oh, I know their names. I don't know which one's which.
Well, she ate the rat, mate.
No, I know that she's not the rat. But I mean, I don't know which one's Michelangelo, which one's Leonardo, and which I don't know the other names.
Did you unlock Kersey Jones?
Yes, yeah. When you complete the game, you unlock Kersey Jones. Each of the characters, they have different things they're good at. There's like a 3-star rating. So
what's April good at?
She's fast, 3-star speed, 1-star strength, I think, and 2 stars, whatever the third thing is.
Sex appeal.
Clarky. No, it's not sex
appeal. Also, why is it always turtles in a half shell? Just a random one.
I'll tell you what, I couldn't get my head around it. That's it does like... Story. It does the classic theme tune when you first boot the game up, but it's the American version because obviously it wasn't called Ninja Turtles over it, was it?
No, Hero Turtles.
Hero Turtles.
What?
They weren't allowed to call it Ninja.
Yeah, Ninja was considered a violent word for British children.
Oh, but don't get me started.
So I'm listening to the theme song and it just sounds like wrong.
Here's time. It's really good, guys. It's really, really good.
I will admit, right, I played the one level and I hate these games. And I only did it to piss you off because you couldn't install it. And I can see how
half your gaming experience comes from trying to piss me off.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or me.
Or Clarky. I can see why. You know, you would want to, so like there was far more interactivity in the levels, and I could see why you might want to kind of go through it and perfect it and learn the move sets and stuff like that. And, you know, even at a basic level of what moves to pull off when the heavies come through or when it's a light attack or when to do, you know.
So you could appreciate why people like beat 'em ups.
I get that. And it felt competent and it felt snappy. It didn't, you know, it felt quite, you know, what I did on the pad seemed to reflect what was going on the screen. And
from a technical point of view, it works great.
And there were lots of things on the screen that I could interact with. So I think there were things like cameras that you could like blow up and stuff like that, or things
that kick them and they fly.
And there was a nice use of kind of the people coming from the background into the foreground and stuff like that. Mm. And I quite like, and the whole sort of aesthetic of it and the way, you know, it felt like you were playing the cartoon in many ways. It's just not my kind of game, but I totally. It felt really smooth. It felt, you know, I could see if you're into that kind of thing. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. It looks like a good, faithful copy.
I mean, I would have loved, like, the company that made this game previously made Streets of Rage 4, which I thought was a fantastic 2D board.
Not in your top three, I've noticed.
Not my top three, but probably fourth, to be honest. But a lot of people complained about the graphics in that game, like the new art style. I love the graphics in Streets of Rage 4, and I would have loved to have seen something similar done actually in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but they left the pixel graphics and they still look really good. But I completely agree with you. I want to touch on some of the negatives because there's so few, and it actually makes more sense to touch on the negatives because it's like, I can only think of like two, then do all the positive. Okay, all the positives actually really quickly. Yeah, really, really fun. Great boss at the end of each level, which is really, really good. Like the lengths of the stages are really good, like 8 to 10 minutes, something like that. You know, they don't overdo its welcome. It's long enough. The map world is really good. There's a lot of replayability there. The characters are good. They do play differently. The way they move, the way they jump, like you can feel the difference. So you all have a favorite, which is always great to have a favorite. They're not all the same crap. It's just a really, really, really solid fighting game. Like this team of developers, they need to keep going because it's such a good, like, it's really good. The negatives I would say is most of the maps, especially the maps in New York, they look fantastic. When the maps went, and I don't want to spoil this, but they went, how do I not spoil this? Let's just say somewhere else, like one or two maps looked really bad, I would say, to the point of bad. Like they know what they do in the city. You know, like dirty New York, trash.
But if they went to like a forest or a desert or something like that, didn't work.
Yeah, yeah, they actually did go to a forest and that worked great. They went to Central Park and they got monkeys in the back throwing like cans and stuff, and it was really, really good. Central Park, yeah, you know, like
monkeys in Central Park.
Yeah, because there's a zoo in there. I think they went to like the zoo section and it was great. But when they went like let's just say outside of America. It didn't look that was bad. I've forgotten what the other... Oh, and the only other bad thing was you can't change the buttons, the button layout.
Oh,
and
that is so,
the mapping, yeah. And people
did
think...
Did it work
like,
with your funky...
So that's what I was going to say. People are going to say, like, well, what does it matter, Petra? Just use the controller, da-da-da. Yeah, but a lot of these beat-em-ups, the reason a lot of people like them is because they got a retro feeling because you used to play them in the arcades. So a lot of people, like myself, play them with fight sticks. And if you've got a fight stick that you're used to, like the top buttons being whatever you want it to be, it's so awkward. The buttons were so awkward on the fight stick, Wimsy. It was like the fighting buttons were at the top, but the jump was at the bottom one. And it's just like, man, just let me remap. Like, why can't I remap the buttons to just be, it should be fight, 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 jump, you know?
Maybe that must be something they can patch in if they wanted to.
Surely, games like Street Fighter, like they know that their fans play with fight sticks. A lot of their fans play with fight sticks, like the pros, if you call them that. So they go all out on, right, you can customize, you can have it wherever you were, wherever you want. And that it was just, I kept on pressing the wrong buttons, which was effing up my combos a lot of times. You get like a combo, like, you know, if you can keep on hitting, and if you get hit, you lose your combo. So like I did, like, it was just, I couldn't get my head around the buttons. It wasn't a button layout I've ever had in a 2D beat 'em up.
Press them lots and didn't really, you know. I did actually do the thing where I actually, because at the beginning you kind of, I didn't like the tutorial because it's basically you have to sit there and watch like a 2-minute video of kind of
someone,
you know, do a back kick, you do this if you want to do it. And it was like you couldn't, just see a list of commands almost, which I think you probably can in the menus, but at the beginning I couldn't. But I actually did look and try and use some of those, which is novel for me, because normally, again, it's normally about mashing. Going back to something we were saying earlier, this is a prime example of a game where they could have done that Monkey Island thing where they could have really updated the graphics, even just smooth them out, make them look more like a realistic cartoon, but then giving you that retro pixel flip if you wanted it. But
yeah,
you know, I think it's still, is it still classed as a budget title? I can't remember what it is, but
I don't know. I honestly loved it. Like I said, it's probably my third best brawler of all time, side scrolling beat em ups of all time. Like I really loved it. I give it like a 9 out of 10. I played it in like, I think, 2 sittings. I would have played it in 1. I couldn't put it down. I played nearly all of it in one sitting.
But you did put it down.
Yeah, I did, because I had like get on with work and stuff. But it was just fantastic. Like, I really, really liked it. I would love to see DLC. They did DLC for Streets of Rage. Okay. So I wouldn't. Yeah, they did like you could play with a new person and he had like a new map. Well,
there's that other Turtles game coming out this year, isn't there?
Yeah, that's like that's the
collection of the older ones, isn't it?
Yeah, it's called the Colourbunga Collection, and it's all the Sega ones and the arcade ones. Colourbunga?
Colourbunga.
Is that not what he says?
Cowabunga.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay.
So yeah, that's looking good as well. But that is literally just the you'll get the old graphics and that Clarky and stuff like that. So there's nothing wrong with
that. You'll probably still play a 4x3 in black and white, you know.
I can't remember what's coming up, but I can't remember exactly. I don't know if it's got like Game Boy versions as well. I can't remember, but it's definitely got like the Sega versions, the SNES versions.
Keep talking.
Yeah, the arcade versions, which were great games. The first and second arcade version were great games. But yeah, man, I honestly, if you like beat 'em ups, side scrolling beat 'em ups.
There's some Game Pass. So you got Game Pass. It took me like, I think it's only a gig or something, gig and a half. It took me, you know, no time at all to download. It's worth playing, even if you don't particularly like, or you haven't played a side scrolling beaten up for a while. You should give it a go, because I think
so good.
Yeah, it's as somebody older now trying to play it and not having to feed 20 p's into the fucking machine to sort of keep redoing it. Yeah, you know, why not?
Oh my god, there's loads of them on. There's loads of games on it.
Yeah,
the arcade one. I love that one.
Mm.
The arcade version of Turtles in Time, that was the best one. The NES game, Turtles 2 on the NES, Turtles 3 on the NES, Turtles Tournament Fighters on the NES. That even came to the NES. I remember that coming out on the Mega Drive.
So what else do you play, Pat?
So I've also been playing Ghostwire Tokyo.
Okay, now you really rated this.
Yeah, like not as much as Deathloop. Like Deathloop really, like, oh man, I love Deathloop. But honestly, guys, Ghostwire Tokyo, I really like it. I think it might be the most stunning game I've ever seen as well. Like, I didn't realize how beautiful it is. I didn't realize it's a stunning looking game. Yeah, Vimesy, I didn't know. It's like, you know, they used to take the piss about Spider-Man and like, oh, where's all the puddles? Mate, if you, like, they've gone over the
puddles?
Top.
Here they are.
Puddles. This is where, like, they put them all.
But like, even like ridiculously over the top, like the whole big street puddles. Is like.
They're called lakes, yeah, mate.
Yeah, like the whole street is like shiny. Like, shiny Jesus, it never rains like this. But it's probably a stunning looking game. It is. I've stopped and like looked and been like, man, this, it looks like a photo. Like it looks like photorealistic.
I've not heard much about this game. I know that it didn't get particularly good critical reception, more to do with the fact that it looks good, but there's the actual gameplay itself. I don't think that resonated with a lot of people. Talk us through what the actual game is, because fucking I don't know.
Okay. I wanted to talk more about the city, but
well, you can talk about the city as well. I wonder what you're doing in the city.
Okay, so
building to building.
So you're a guy. You're basically. Are you a he, they, or them? A he. You're a he, and you, you're in Tokyo, yeah. And demons have taken over. Like ghosts and demons have taken over Tokyo.
That's the title almost explained. We just need to know about the why of it now.
There's ghosts, and the ghosts have taken over Tokyo. And basically what's happened,
you have to wire the money.
Everyone in Tokyo has basically been corrupted and died. Yeah, they've literally died. And there's this like terrorist organization that's taken over the like a half semi, half demon character has taken over, him and his posse of like another six baddies, which are like, oh, okay, I'm going to play these one by one as boss fights until I get to the main boss. But anyway, they've taken over.
Lucky and, it was in a Ubisoft game, there'd be 50 of them.
Yeah. And they've taken over the whole city. So the city is completely vacant, yeah. There's like spirits walking around and stuff, but everyone's
like Cyberpunk then.
A little bit like Death Stranding. Like you see spirits like in that sort of weird pixelated fashion. But anyway, so the city's completely empty and your character's just a dead body on the floor when the game starts because he's just died. But bodies don't die straight away. So before you have a chance to die, another good spirit has taken over your body. You like fight them off at first, but in the end you give up. So a good spirit that used to be a private detective trying to do detective work into who these six terrorists are before they terrorist attack Tokyo.
Right.
Yeah, does it make sense so far? You with me?
Yeah.
He takes over a dead body, wakes him up from the dead.
Yeah.
And then you're like, huh? You can feel him inside you. You nice. Can feel him inside you. So you're like, what's going on? And he's like, hey.
Been a while since I've heard that, but go on.
Yeah, he's like, basically, his name's KK. And it does that really cool thing, because it's PlayStation, right? It does that cool thing where, like, all the noises are coming out of the TV, but your spirit
is the speaker.
He comes out of the controller in your hands in the speaker.
So why didn't they just do it where you're the detective? Why do they have to do this? Is there a point to him being?
Yeah. Because it's like, probably so he can tell you where to go, I assume. So there's not like a little fairy walking around like in classic Legend of Zelda and stuff. So he's basically telling you, like, right, this is what's going on. You refuse to help him at first. And you're like having a fight with his body. So he's like taking over your hand, like about to strangle you. And you're like, but it's your own hand and stuff. And anyway, you decide to help because your sister, this is the story, your sister was in hospital in a coma or whatever. And he's like gone to rescue her. And as he's gone to rescue her, he sees that terrorist, the main terrorist guy, like taking her body, like into like the demon world, like hell basically. Yeah. So the detective says, right, if you help me, I'll help you get your sister back. And that's the story. So you start off and he's like, right, okay, what do I need to do to help you in order for me to get my sister? And he's like, right, well, we got to take, the only way to get back your sister is to take down these six terrorists, yeah? Because he's a spirit, and like a good spirit inside you, he's also got powers from the underworld or the other world, let's call it. And the powers he's got is do you want me to talk about the gameplay? Do you want me to keep talking about the story?
No, you crack on.
Okay. And the powers he's got is basically he like flings like spells from his hands.
Right.
Yeah. So he'll be like, he'll do like Hadoukens, for example. They're not Hadoukens, but so like.
Pull a load of flags out of his sleeve.
What do you mean?
It's magic.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, like magic. No, he'll do like this, like for instance, like bang, bang, like hand gestures. There's no gun in the game. It's first person, by the way, if anyone doesn't know, it's all first person. But instead of you having a gun, you just like do like finger gestures and like stuff zips out of your hand. Like, instead of you having a wand, yeah, you do stuff like that. You're doing like that.
You're raving. But basically, I see.
Yeah. But basically, think of it this way, yeah? All the weapons or your hands are basically like elemental wizardry. So you've got like wind, fire, water, and so on. And think of it this way, yeah.
I wasn't going there.
Like your wind is basically your shotgun. So if anyone's close to you and you want
to, why didn't they just give you a gun?
Yeah, it's basically your shotgun. Yeah. The fire, the fire element is like your rocket launcher, like it does a big boom.
Earth
is like a machine gun, like your pistol. Mm. Bang, 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 bang. So you know, it's stuff like that. But sorry, wind is like your machine pistol. I only use machine and I only use wind and the shotgun, like wind and fire, like the rocket launcher. But anyway, so you're walking around with these powers, and these are the powers you can fight other demons. So I told you, like, there's no humans in the city. There's only demons, and animals. So like there's like dogs and puppies and cats running around. The dogs are really cute. Like you can go up and pet them and stuff.
Oh, that's
fun. And you can do like little tasks for them, and they will like go and find you like little treats. Like, oh, follow me to like the statue, and the statue, like, you know, there'll be upgrades for you and stuff like that.
Like in Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah, exactly like that. Yeah. Exactly like that. The cats are a little bit magical because they can basically they run the shops for you because Tokyo's empty. If you go into a shop, you don't see a shop clerk. You see a floating cat.
It's all gone a bit. It's all gone a bit Studio Ghibli on me. But
it's
crazy.
It's you go into like the shops and you can buy stuff off them. You can buy like food and like you know, arrows because you get like a
I bet they rip you right off, cats.
But, you know, actually, money's quite all right in the game. Like, you get a lot of money in the game. I don't. It's like the. I think it's like the Japanese currency. I think so. I don't really know what the prices are, but you know, everything. Yen. Yeah, it seems reasonable. So you're going around, you're fighting demons. There's a little bit in stealth in it as well, because like you can go behind a demon and do it like an instant kill. They call it like They call it a purge, because what you're doing is like you're basically
So you go behind him and then purge him.
Yeah, you know, like how Constantine was like getting the demon out of people. What do you know what I mean?
I do. Yeah, yeah. So that's the thing R. Kelly's about to face. But go on.
Yeah, like you so there's like there's the stealth version as well. Like you crawl behind them. You know, you get that little orange bar. Like if they see you, it's like yellow, then orange, then red. Oh, see you. You get all that stuff. But when you sense like a demon around you. Like your controller starts making like really weird like radio white static noise.
Yeah,
like and then like the light.
I don't like the sound of that. That sounds scary.
Yeah, the light. It is a little like it is a bit scary. It's not like a normal, it's not like a kid friendly game. I think you've got to be at least 15 to play, I would say.
I'm out.
Yeah, like one night I had a bit of a nightmare. Like I played it so much during the night. I saw like evil spirits and stuff. Like I did. It was really fucking weird. I saw my granddad as well, who's been dead for the past like 6-7 years.
I'm not playing this game.
Yeah, I saw weird shit. So basically, I'll tell you, it's personal though.
This is why I don't eat down that neck in the woods anymore.
I'll tell you what, no one's hearing a review, but like this about Ghost and Ghostwire Tokyo. So I don't know what this means. I did tell my mum the next day. So I was in Greece, right? And this is in the dream, yeah? And I heard like footsteps when I was downstairs. I heard like footsteps, and I don't know if you guys got this, but I can kind of tell who it is from the footsteps. Like my granddad, like had this really like slow walk, obviously because he was old. Like even my grandma today, I can tell it's her because she walks a distinct way, and she's got like a stick, a walking stick, so I can tell it's her. So I said to my head, like I was like, oh, that sounds like granddad's footsteps. I was like, it can't be. He's been dead for like 6-7 years, yeah. So it got like closer and closer, and I looked, and it was my granddad. I've never dreamt about my granddad before, by the way. So this game has like opened up doors for me. So I was like, what the fuck? Like, it's my granddad, yeah? I go outside, he never worn this before. My granddad always used to wear like trousers and a shirt. He was wearing white trousers. His shoes.
You were going to say a gimp suit or something.
No, it gets fucking weird. He was wearing white trousers, genie white trousers. Jeans, like a shirt, and he had his hair, but he had like, the only way I can describe it is like fuck boy modern hairstyle. Like the side was completely shaven, and he had like the top. My granddad just had his like hair like mine, like all combed back, you know, like medium length. He had all the sides shaven, Clarky, completely, like grade one. And he had like a really modern, it didn't suit him at all, like a fuckboy haircut.
He's come back, you know, from the dead with that haircut. Really,
my granddad. I love great game, but it made me dream that my granddad had a fuckboy haircut. That's a review. That's a box quote right there.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not gonna go on too much about it, but then I tried to follow him, and then I saw like a demon person that was trying to I'll say it a little bit, okay. It was fucking so fucking weird. I called my mom, I was like, Mum, like, come outside, like, you won't believe this. Like, fucking granddad's here. He was like semi-opaque, like not completely there, but semi-opaque. And he like walked past. I've got like this little basketball bit thing in Greece, hitch that he built me actually. He walked past it to go to his house because they live next door to us in Greece. And I called my mum out, and my mum was like silent. But I didn't realize at the time, afterwards I realized I thought she was silent because maybe she couldn't see him, but she could see him, Clarky. She was just shocked. Anyway, he walked up, yeah. And as he walks up, I see like this lady, you know, in Greece, when someone dies, they were like all black, like in the traditional villages, you know what I'm talking about, Clark. So imagine that, Clarky, but like to the extreme, like she was like proper, as if like the priest or something had died, like she was proper wearing black. I thought it was another grandma that I knew that's dead now. I thought it was Eleni. So I went up to see her, and I realized when I got close, it wasn't Eleni. She looked a little bit similar, but it wasn't her. It was like some demon, like lady, yeah? She was trying to grab me.
This game at all, mate.
It was fucking mental, mate. She was trying to grab me, and I was.
This is what happens when you have cheese before bed.
Anyway, I fought her off me, and then other stuff happened. But anyway, back to the game. Yeah, it's really good, man.
Back to the game.
Yeah, I'm out.
Apart from the nightmare, it was really good. Because sometimes there is some jump scares, like the ladies, like in the game, the ghosts are really fucking weird. Yeah, there'll be like there'll be like a guy, like a Tokyo guy, like in a suit with a tie, like looking really posh with an umbrella, but he's got like no face or no mouth. Yeah. He's just like a fucking round thing. There'll be like Tokyo school children, yeah. Like 15, 16, but they've got no heads.
So is it, I'm trying to get my head around what you actually, is it basically like a first person shooter where you're just kind of going through the streets of Tokyo, trying to go from A to B, and
it's kind of got that.
I'm getting kind of like Doom-esque vibes with
Far Cry. So for example, like there's mist everywhere, yeah. And for you to unlock the mist, you got to go to these temples and like pray at the temples. So you go to the temple. There'll be lots of baddies
there. Climb up them in a puzzly kind of way.
Sometimes, yeah, like actually the map itself.
Classic dev trick there when your console can't handle draw distances.
Don't start, Clarky.
No, you unlock it all at the end and you can see for like miles, mate. It's really beautiful. Even with the mist, you can kind of see anyway. But you can see for like as far as you want. The map is fantastic. And just to say what Vimesy was saying, like at one point you develop more skills that you can like fly a little bit and stuff. And like hover, like on the same spot. If you jump, you can hover on that spot for like up to five seconds. And there's so much verticality. Like you think it's just like living on street level, but if you go up to the rooftops, the skyscrapers in Tokyo, there's so much. The map is so built up, yeah. Like around every corner, there's so much detail, and it's that type of thing. Like you said, oh, what do you do? Well, basically, yeah, you're doing quests, let's call it like that. Yeah, you're doing like Witcher quests, basically. Like either go and kill this like demon, or go and get this for me, or like at the moment I'm building a motorbike that can actually drive, that will be able to take me in the mist, so I won't have to keep on doing these temples, for example. So that's my mission at the moment. But what was I going to say? Oh, damn it! I can't remember what you're actually doing.
So you're doing the little quests.
So you're basically doing quests with this guy, and the quests, like, they're quite varied. A lot of fetch quests, go and find this, go and do that, go and solve this mystery. Mm. This person's died and he's left this. This spirit has been stolen and she knows how to get there, so let's go rescue her. It's all stuff like that. It's really cool.
You finished it then?
No, I'm a... You know what? I was playing it and I was thinking, like, Vimesy would fucking hate this, because, you know, when you say, like, I can't concentrate when there's so much to do, like I'm 12 hours in and I think I'm in chapter 4. So it's like there's so much the side quest. Built up that you want to explore. I'll give you an example. Yeah. To fix this motorbike, I had to go and get a part, and it was in the underground station, and it was just on like on the one floor that I took the escalator down, and it was one floor down. And just out of interest, I was like, well, let me just see how far this thing goes. It went like four floors down. It was like a proper tube station. There was shops down there, and I was like, there was absolutely no need for them to develop.
Well, you don't know that. You probably go back there later and you just ruined the surprise.
You might be, but the good thing is, it's like, that's what I was wanting to say. The good thing is, wherever you've gone, there is a platform element to it too. And for you to get to A to B, we will take like completely different routes, even up to the point of getting into the building. Mm. And whatever route you take, which is hard, like it's a little bit of a puzzle, you honestly feel like that must have been the only route. Like this is the only one, but it's like, no, this is just one of 10 and you've made it in there. It's just really cool. It does that. Some of the missions as well, like when, that usually before you fight a boss, they become quite psychedelic. I don't know if that's a word, but like, you know, like that thing, like that some horror games do when like you walk into a room and then all of a sudden, like all the furniture's on the roof.
Yeah,
like,
fuck that, I'm out. I'm, no, this
yeah, you know that.
The
door keeps on going further and further away from you.
Nah.
Like, you know, all that stuff. Like,
I really don't like.
You're walking and all of a sudden you're like, you look down and you're actually floating like 10,000 meters in the air of Tokyo. It just does all this, like, it's fucking fantastic. It's batshit crazy.
The light turns off, the light turns on, and she's fucking in your face. No, thanks.
Yeah, a little bit. Not too many jump scares, but a little bit of jump scares. It's just really cool, man. It is slow pace. It is slow pace a lot. The city is just fantastic. Like, ray tracing, all that stuff is on. But just the amount of detail that's in
honestly pleased, because from what I'd heard, and I haven't really followed this game or anything like that, was that it was kind of a fairly lukewarm reception, which is,
it's been a medium towards bad reception.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like I said, just the fact that I haven't heard a huge amount about it and stuff says there's quite a lot. But I'm glad that, you know, because it was supposed, you know, it's quite a hyped game before it was launched and stuff like this.
Yeah.
And quite a lot of weight behind it, and so I'm pleased it's, you know, it's floating somebody's boat at least.
But I know this game isn't for everyone. Like, people, you know, if you played like The Evil Within and stuff like that, like, you know, you know what to cut. Yeah, so I can tell why, like, it's not going to get commercially themed, but I feel like it's so good that someone's done. It's a horror game, yeah, a shooting horror game in Tokyo. If that sounds like that, that's it. You know,
I like the sound of the world. I'm not convinced about the rest of it.
Well, the world will be like a Yakuza world, but with no people.
I like that kind of stuff, but not in this way. Thanks.
It's not scary, but the nightmares did scare me a bit. I mean, it was a one off. So yeah, I'm 12 hours in. I'm in chapter 4. I don't know how long this game is. I assume it's like 15, 20 hours, maybe. I don't know. It's that kind of thing. Well, how long do you want it to be? Because I'm just skipping all side quests now. Because the side quests.
Yeah, I did that when it's like when I played Horizon, and it was
how many,
like,
chapters in Ghostwire?
Oh, I don't want to know, Clarky. I don't want to know. I want it.
It's going to ruin it for you anyway, Pet. You know that. Yeah, you'll get a text on your phone tomorrow morning just saying like 12.
Yeah, no, I don't want to know.
That's exactly what it does.
Yeah. All right. No, I know now.
Yeah. Okay. No, it's the same thing I had when I played Horizon Forbidden West or whatever it is, where the first quarter of the game, I fucking did the first area, I did fucking everything, maxed it. Every little question mark was tick boxed. And I got to the second one, I'm like, this has taken me fucking 20 hours.
I'm
never going to finish this game if I do this anymore. So just the main line.
That's what I feel like. There's an RPG system in it as well, because you upgrade your abilities and stuff. And I do feel like, I think I'm probably, because you get experience points when you do these side missions and stuff like that. And I do feel like maybe I'm a bit more powerful than I should be right now. Like, let me just.
But
the side
like
missions
that.
Are really cool, though.
I like it. I like the fact that if you spend the time to go around and do all that stuff, you do get a bit OP. I quite like that, because it feels like it's rewarding you for doing that. So I like that.
Well, I've given up properly now, because it said to me now, like, if you move from this point, are you sure you're ready to go? Because if you move from this point, you will come back, but these free side missions won't be available anymore. Do you want to go?
Fuck it.
And I was like, fuck those side missions. I'm out of here, mate. Take me to the next chapter.
So you go to the next chapter and he goes, yes, your sister has just died. You're
There's definitely a story there. It's hard not to spoil, but like... I've like, even the first boss, like when you discover, or was it the second boss? When you discover, I think it was the second or third, second, I think, when you discover who they are, because they're all wearing like these, you've probably seen this, the cover, they're like these ghost masks, and her like mask fell off, and you're like, oh shit. So there's like a proper nice story going on, man.
Cool. Sounds great.
If you've ever played like visual novels as well, like evil visual novels, like Chaos Child and stuff like that, you probably like this.
I'm out.
Asian, like Korean Netflix horror. You liked Squid Game.
I'll give it a whirl next year when it comes to Game Pass.
It's a Bethesda game, so surely it's got to come.
Oh, is it? I forgot that.
Yeah, Bethesda published it. Bethesda published that in Deathloop, but two of my favorite games.
It's Tango Gameworks, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the only criticism I would have is they've got to improve their platforming, man. I've fallen off so many building tops because, like,
It's the ex-Assassin's Creed demo, isn't it? Yeah.
There's nothing Vimesy likes better than a bit of first-person platforming.
They got to improve it. I was literally, like, playing and thinking, like, man, they perfected... In PS3 and Mirror's Edge, they perfected platforming and first-person. How can they not two generations later, we're still fucking up. Yeah. That's my only complaint.
Don't know. Ask Bungie. Clarky, have you played anything at all?
Speaking of Bungie.
Oh, no. No. We're moving swiftly on. I forgot there was a fucking Destiny.
It's like an abusive ex. You just end up drawn back to them, don't you?
Is it a new DLC?
Well, no, it's not new anymore. It came out late last year.
Oh.
Was it early this year?
I don't know. I'm listening to the Back Page pod at the moment, and they're talking to who's on it now? Phil Savage is on there, and they're talking about Destiny. It's like 2.5 hours worth of them talking about Destiny, Clark. You'll love it. And he just ticks all the boxes where he's just like, yeah, this is all the stuff that's right with it. This is all the stuff that's wrong with it. I'm just sitting there nodding.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't played it. This is the first time I've jumped back on it in like 8 months. And boy, do they need to sort out their introducing you to the game. I mean,
they shouldn't have to play it. It's been out since, what, 2018?
No, but this is the thing. I've played it, you know, consistently since the original came out, and I just went back to it this time, and it's like, oh my God, it took me about 2 sessions to like figure out what I was doing.
But that's like when I used to say to you, I'll just put you on and I'll try and play, and you were like, oh no. And I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what this currency's for. I don't know what this is. And people kept saying, oh yeah, don't worry, the onboarding's got better. It's much easier to find what.
No, it hasn't.
Oh, fuck it. It has got better. It has got better than it was, because there never used to be anything. But I still completely fucking lost
it. The bit that stood out about it this time is I thought the storyline, they really kind of presented it well this time. And now, obviously, we're approaching the end of Destiny, if you will. A lot of revelation.
Isn't going anywhere.
No, it is going to end next year.
Nah.
It is.
I don't believe it.
It is. They've already said it is. It's going to get to the whole darkness and light thing comes to an end.
Yeah, but there'll still be Destiny 2 kicking on.
So you got this great story where you ended up having like enemy versions of guardians, and so you kind of kill them, but you've got to really quickly like run up and kill the ghost as well. Otherwise, the ghost just reses them again. Like what happens to you when you die?
I have no understanding of how you've managed to pick up on Destiny lore, because it's completely obtuse load of bollocks, and yet you seem to be like, I'll go in and go, oh yeah, Vimesy, you've got to do this quest because of the fallen on this and the thingy on that, and the Vex have done this, and I'm sitting there going, it's not fucking Coronation Street, mate. What the hell's going on here? It's just, I don't understand how you pick it, because I played through the entirety of Destiny 1 and all the expansions, and I ain't got a fucking clue what was going on. They put people in front of you, shoot them, all right?
If it could go back again and get rid of Activision from the equation, this game would have had a coherent story.
I'm not even sure about that, mate.
No, it wouldn't.
Really not even sure about
that. Shoot it in the eye.
Yeah. That's a coherent story. They put people in front of you, shoot them in the eye.
You can't say that Bungie wouldn't have given a coherent story if given the opportunity.
Half a fucking Halo, I didn't even understand. So there we go.
It was really cool. And you finally, after all these years, finally get to see what the darkness actually looks like, which is really cool right at the end.
Do they believe in a thing called
love? Are they dark?
No, it looks like this like
big spaceship really with a big guitar on it.
No, it's like a really thin alien with like a black suit on that like ripples and stuff, and then it's got a white head and like massive black eyes. And it doesn't have hair, it has smoke coming out of its head, but the smoke's in the shape of like screaming faces. It's really cool.
All I'm getting in
the shape of an afro. Just like this big like 40M afro. Yeah.
I thought all I got in my head now is Hades from Hercules. So that's what I got in my
head. Basically. Yeah, I'll send you a picture, Ryan, and see what you think. Oh
great, I get pictures now. Lovely.
How are you doing?
Ramsey, you'll love Kingdom Hearts 3, mate.
No, I love Hercules. It's one of my favourites.
How do you love Kingdom Hearts 3?
No, I wouldn't.
Nobody loves Kingdom Hearts 3.
Even Pet.
I love it.
Pet has to say that. It's like, yeah. Why is all the
pictures of your dog?
Hey, what?
I'm trying to look for a picture. There it is.
Look for it in silence. Why have you been playing games?
I've been playing games. I went back and reinstalled Shadow Complex, played through that again at least halfway. Still stands up as one of the great Metroidvanias in my life. Probably fairly mediocre for most. This is one from Chair that was out on like 360 years ago. Epic Games published it, I think. And it's basically a 2D platformer, shooter-y, Metroidvania-y type thing where you basically play a Sam Fisher clone who goes into an underground base and has to kind of save the world. And I played that through, and it still holds up. It's still really good. It still looks great. Still plays great. All the power-ups are still there. Everything works really well. And then I went and started A Plague Tale, Innocence.
Excellent choice, my friend.
Which is when this game was first, we first saw this game, I was like, I fucking want to play this. Got to play this. This looks right at my fucking street. This looks brilliant. And then it came out and I never played it, and I haven't played it. It's been a sort of my fucking Series X for since I got it. And I only booted it up like a couple of two or three nights ago. It's brilliant. It's really, really good. I'm about halfway through.
Excellent.
It is. I don't know why I never got around to playing it. Maybe I just wasn't in the mood or something.
Where are you level wise?
So I am just going into the university, Clarky. Cool. So don't you.
No.
Yeah, you will. It looks absolutely incredible. It's got, I can't remember what they call it, Clark, you probably know, where they do that sort of photorealism, photogrammetry. That's the bugger. But it looks incredible. It looks really, really good. And it's got this mechanic where you are basically a 14-year-old French girl with her six-year-old little brother called Hugo. And Hugo is basically carrying something in his blood. You can probably guess what it is. At the same time as there's a massive kind of outbreak.
Like blood cells?
Well, yeah, something like that. but it does this. So basically they've kind of mixed up history a little bit, but basically there's a kind of plague. And there's also this kind of level of supernaturalness with these rats that swarm everywhere. And if anybody doesn't know what I'm talking about, this is the game with the rats in it.
Yeah, if you're scared of rats.
Don't be playing this.
Imagine those rats were spiders instead. My God.
No. And there's like an English American and all this sort of stuff. I think there's a couple of things. Firstly, the characters are just absolutely beautiful. This game shows you how fucking ham-fisted The Last of Us was with the fucking storytelling. So that first level in Last of Us where the daughter, I'm going to spoil it because if you haven't fucking played The Last of Us by
now. No, because the remake's coming out. So people might have not played it.
Okay, well, the thing that happens at the end of The Last of Us, which is kind of like the whole of the main character's spiel for the next two games, when that, it's such an obvious, just emotional rent. It's just like, oh, we're going to beat you over the head with this. There's no subtlety to it. There's no nothing to it. And this game does exactly the opposite, where you really start to feel for your sibling through nothing more. It's a kind of cultivated relationship. It feels much more natural. It feels more like, you know, this is actually, you actually start to really care about this little boy without having to have that just bollocks, basically. It's just that interaction is awesome. The characters you meet along the way are believable. The voice acting is really, really good. Even the enemies and stuff like that are very well done. Kind of this Darth Vader-esque inquisitor who is exactly like Darth Vader, who has the same walk as he kind of strides towards you in this kind of
Vader-esque way.
And it's brilliant. The gameplay, the thing I like about it is it's almost Last of Us. You probably actually quite like it, Pet, because it's kind of got that Last of Us sort of stealth feel to it, where there's a lot of, you know, third-person game, you're crouching behind low walls or fences or whatever and things like that, and you're using, weirdly, it's very counterintuitive because you're kind of hiding in the light because you can't really go in the dark, because if you go in the dark, you tend to get swarmed by rats a lot. But you're using your sling, which can either be used kind of like as a weapon just with stones, or you get different kind of ammunition where you can light braziers.
Braziers.
And you can do something which basically knocks helmets off people, and that allows you to kind of get another second shot away, which can take them out. And you can kind of, the RPG mechanics are similar to The Last of Us there, where you can upgrade your sling so that it does like more damage or is quieter, or your stealth is better or stuff like that. So you get more options in that. But the thing I like about it is it's a linear experience. It's not open world, so you're going through levels in a linear fashion. All the puzzles are fairly simple, but they are really satisfying as well. And they just work. The laws of the game, the rules of the game don't get broken. So you know how like a lot of the time I'm going to harp back to it because it is kind of in like The Last of Us, where sometimes the puzzles just weren't, they just didn't, you do something in one level and it worked, and then the next level you try it and it just didn't, or suddenly your AI character would just run in front of a fucking zombie or whatever and you're just like, you're not going to see that, you're not going to do anything. It doesn't do that in this game. It's really well put together. You make your way through this really compelling story. And it's beautiful. It's a really, really lovely game. It's dark, but not, I mean, some of the stuff you see, some of the stuff you come across. So obviously it's in a plague time. So there's bits where you're,
yeah, it's like, pretty bleak, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, in one of the, you know, I think in the second level, you're going across a battlefield where a battlefield had been, and you're literally kind of sludging across piles of corpses where, you know, people have fallen in battle, and you're trying to drag your 5-year-old brother across it, and he's like, I don't like this again now. And you're just like, yeah, no, this is gross, man. What the fuck are we doing? But it just does it really, really, really well. It's on Game Pass. If anybody hasn't played it yet, fucking do it. It's a really lovely game. Like I say, I'm probably about halfway through it. And honestly, just really looking forward to just cracking on with it and playing some more of it. It has elements of, for me, it feels like I can see the comparisons with The Last of Us, but it feels more like Thief to me. It's got that sort of, maybe it's the era, maybe it's the kind of the way you're stealthing, the way you're kind of using slings like arrows and stuff like that.
You get to use it a bit more in depth with that, because I mean, some of the enemies you need to knock armor off them first, don't you?
Yeah, and you know, some of the storylines are quite, some of the things you come across on your travel, there's no like side quests, it's a very linear story progression, but some of the scenarios that you come across on your sort of way through the world are pretty bleak. Some of the stuff that's happening to people, or that you see happen to people, is pretty horrible. I wouldn't put, you know, I wouldn't play with this in front of my daughter, for example.
Oh no, absolutely not.
You know,
there's some really visually stunning scenes that you're going to come across as you play through it as well. More to come.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's really, really lovely. So highly recommended from me. Everyone should go play it. That's about it, really. I haven't played much else. Haven't turned my PlayStation on in fucking months. Realized I ran out of PlayStation Plus about 5 months ago and haven't even noticed it. Switch hasn't been turned on much either.
Philistine.
Yeah, I mean, not. I've went back, had a look at it and kind of like looked at the game library and like, yeah, I've got some really good games on here. Just don't want to play them on the Switch, really.
Why is Pat trying to look like he's really interested when I think he's actually not, looking, he's at looking porn?
He's looking at the other screen. It's all right.
No, I'm not. I'm looking at you guys.
Uh-huh. Move your eyes a little bit more left, Pat. There we go.
There we go.
No, what do you mean? You're there, and you're there. Uh-huh.
So yeah, so that's what we've been playing, and that's what we've been playing for the next week or so until I finish it. Should get it done next week, probably. I imagine.
Yeah, I think it took me about, I think, 15 hours in total.
Yeah, that feels about right. About 15. I know I'm about halfway through, because I know how many chapters are in it. That's all.
And it's not like there's really much in the way of uncovering the map, because it is, well, it does seem quite expansive in areas. It is very linear, isn't it?
It is very linear, but I like I kind of like that. I've almost had enough of games where, oh, you could do this 17 different, like what Pet was saying earlier about with Ghostwire, where there's like 17 different ways. There are games when that works really well. This harks back to a kind of, you can do things slightly differently. It gives you a couple of different options. You can go stealth or you can go, you know, violent or whatever. But that's about it. And it's just, it's a nice, simple, linear experience. That's kind of really nice at the moment, I think. So, yeah, looking forward to finishing that up. But otherwise, I think that's pretty much it for tonight, isn't it, gentlemen? Unless you've got anything else you want to mention? No, lots of shakings of the head. Excellent. In that case, we shall call it a night. And we shall see you again probably next week, when I'll probably be really disappointed by the ending because Clarky would have spoiled it for me. But there we go. And until next week, you can
catch us. I'll be a year older.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it's your birthday. On Saturday, Monday, Tuesday.
Sunday.
Yeah, I knew that.
Amazon do deliver on Sunday, remember?
Not where you are, surely.
Yeah.
Okay, no.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll arrive Sunday.
Yeah. if the rail strike isn't, oh dear, still on.
Yeah.
Amazon delivered by rail, right? That's how it works.
I'll contact Amazon support if it doesn't come.
Yeah, exactly that. Cool, lovely. Right. Until then, you can follow us on the socials. We're at Confessional Pod on the Twits. You can follow me at Vimesy74, Clarky at Clarky Snap, Pet at Life of Pet. Until next week, thank you very much for listening and good night.
Bye.
Bye. The Gamer's Confessional.